He shared with us at breakfast about appreciating what it means, meant and means for us, for Yiddishkeit and the revival of correct place, the proper place of Yiddishkeit in the world. We didn't want Rav Shechter just to come out, if he's already coming out, to share with us thoughts at breakfast. We want to take advantage of his presence here in order to also have a Shir Torah. And we thank him for staying with us a little bit longer to make that possible. Thank you very much.
The Mishnah in the first Perek in Kalim has the famous din that Esek Kedusha Sein, the 10 levels of Kedusha. The first level of Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh, is Mikol HaRotzeis, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Lord Shemivim Menah HaOymer Eshtei Alechem. Such an odd din that the Oymer, which is the Mincha that's brought on the first day Chalamayt Pesach and Eshtei Alechem, is a Chomitz Dike Korban that you bring on Shavuos. The wheat and the barley that you use for the Shtei Alechem and the Mincha Sama have to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. There's so many dinim that the Mishnah could have mentioned about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's Chayv and Chumas and Maisa, Shmita V'yoyva, Lekhid, Shikhet, Peyo, all the mitzvah plays Baritz, Chala, everything under the sun. No, the Mishnah quotes two dinim that people never heard of. Shemivim HaHaimah Shtei Alechem. It's a question. Then it says, Hayaraz HaMakav Hizchayma have a higher level of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That the Mitzrayim are not permitted to enter any of the Ayaras HaMekof Eschayma, then Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the other Ayaras HaMekof Eschayma. And the Mishnah says, why? Because you can eat Ma'aseh Sheni and Yerushalayim. Then Har HaBayis has a higher level of Kedusha. And the Har HaBayis and Min HaTorah is all one unit. Min the Rabbanah, we divide it up into three different units. So the Mishnah gives you the differences, Halacha LaMa'aseh, between the three different sections of the Har HaBayis. But then the Azara, in HaTorah, the whole Azara is the same. The Rabbanan, the first part of the Azara, where the Yisraelim are permitted to walk, has a slightly lower level of Kedusha. And the rest of the Azara, only Kohanim are allowed to go, has a slightly higher level of Kedusha. But the Rabbanan, in HaTorah, it's all the same. And Bein Hula Balam Mizbeach, and the Hechon, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Mishnah, the first Berak and Kalim, lists off all the Yasa Kedusha. So if you have a Siddur, Nusach Svardach, Siddur is a Siddur. So they have it in the Friday night davening. This Mishnah is printed there. The Esek Kedushas. In Europe, in Poland, before the war, there was a group of businessmen who were successful in the business. They were making a good living, and they were big Bikiyim. The Polish Bikiyim. They knew Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, all the Ragat Shabbos, all the Arsameachs, all the Toseftas, everything. They knew Kala Torah Kula. And they used to correspond with each other, these Gedoyim. So one of them was Rabbi Nachum Zemba. He was never a Rav, he was never a Dayan or anything. He was just, he had a hardware store. His father-in-law had a hardware store, and he helped out in the hardware store. And he was a Goyin HaGoyinim. And he had a friend, Yoskovich, I forgot the first name, who was about to put out the Sifrei Zuta. We use the Sifrei, that's Samson Frey's Reb Shimon, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, and Stamsif for Rabbi Yudah, Stamsif for Rabbi Shimon, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, and the Sifrei Zuta is a different style Hebrew, and it's Beis Medrashish of Rabbi Yishmael. So he was going to put out the Sifrei Zuta with his Oris, so he sent a copy of the galleys to Rabbi Menachem Zemba, who was also a businessman, if he has any Oris. So he sent them 100 pages of Oris, and his Oris were... It's called Oitzer HaSifrei. His Oris were on the slight discrepancies between the way this topic, Esek Kedusha, saying the 10 levels of Kedusha, the way it's quoted, the way it appears in the Mishnah, Perak Aleph and Kalim, and the way it appears in the Sifrei Zuta. There were slight discrepancies. So he has a whole kuntres, a 100-page long kuntres. So part of one little section of what he has, I'll present today. He talks about the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Pei Hei on the base. The Gemara says on Pesach night, when all the Jews come to Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. You can't eat it on top of the rooftops. Gagam Alias, Loinis Katshu. On top of the roof, or even not on top of the roof, if you have a building that has two floors, more than one floor, you can't eat the Korban Pesach on the upper floor, because the Kedusha is only on the ground level. And the Gemara says there wasn't enough room. Yerushalayim, the Yir HaAtikah, is not big enough. They had millions of people came as Man HaBayis. Millions of people came to eat the Korban Pesach. So there wasn't enough room, so they had to eat in shifts. So I know where I live, 24 Bennett. So when we first moved in to the, when we got married, we moved in. So there was only one sukkah in the building. They could have made more sukkahs. For some reason, there was only one sukkah, and they had to eat in shifts. So they had a lottery before sukkahs. Who has the right to eat the first shift? Who's stuck with the second shift, and who's stuck with the third shift? So the second and the third shift people are encouraging the first shift people they should finish quickly, because we don't want to start eating doomsday. We want to finish before 3 o'clock in the morning. We don't want to wait so late. So that's what happened in Yerushalayim, the Gemara says. So the Seder begins, Yemei Kiddush, Kaddish Uchatz, Karpas Yachatz. You start with Kiddush. Kiddush has to be Malkum Suda. So you have to make Kiddush and eat, and then you have to bench in the same place where you ate. So the benching is the third course. So the first three courses had to be on the ground level. So those who are lucky, they probably had a lottery. Those who are lucky, they had the first shift. So they would have to start the Seder on the ground level, because Kiddush Mokam Suda. And then when they finished the benching, then the second shift and the third shift, however many shifts it were, they would be there to remind them, please disappear, go to the rooftops now. Finish the Seder, the second half of the Hallel is the more important part of Hallel. That's what the Baal HaMoor writes. Baal HaMoor in the end of Psochem quotes the Mishnah in the end of Tainus in the Gemara. If the Beis Hamikdash goes to Tainus because there's Atziras Gishomim, there's no rain. So years ago, no rain is a major problem. Nothing is going to grow, because you can't use the water from the ocean because it's salty water. They didn't know how to desalinate water. Now they figured out how to desalinate water. So it'll cost a lot of money, but it won't be a sarkonis nefashis. Life will continue. But in the days of the Tanoim, if there's no rain, so the animals can die, the people can die, there won't be any food, there won't be any water to drink, it'll be a gefelo. So there used to be goyz atainis. So the Mishnah has a discussion, what happens if the bezna was goyz atainis, sheni mechamisha b'sheni, whatever, and then it starts to rain in the middle of the day. Do they have to still continue to fast till the end of the day or not? So this is a machlokes hatanoim and the Mishnah. So I think we paskin that if it starts to rain before chatzais, then they don't have to finish till the end of the day. It's not even considered, they didn't even begin to fast. They just have a late breakfast. But if they fasted till after chatzais, that's already considered haschalas hatayna. So then we have to fast till the end of the day. So the Mishnah says if it rains before chatzais, everybody goes home and they eat. Then they come back to shul and they say hallel. So the Gemara asks, how long is the hallel going to take? It's not Karlbach. It's not going to take an hour and a half. How long going to take? How long did it take with all the nigunim? Sach HaKol 10 minutes, 15 minutes. How long can hallel take? So what's the big rush? Why do they rush? They go home and they eat. And then they gather together in shul later on and they say hallel. Why don't they say hallel for 15 minutes and they go home and eat? So the Gemara says, you only say halal. So Tais says, but when we say halal amashchedesh, we say halal ayontif, we didn't eat yet. What do you mean? You only say halal when your belly is full and you're in a happy mood, you're in a good mood. Tais says, no, halal b'shas ha-yeshua. That's a halal asim chasyantif, that you can recite halal even if you didn't eat yet. But if it's a halal, it's halal zechelenes, halal achanike is a zechelenes. There were nisim in a flos years ago. But halal b'shas ha-yeshua, if it rains, the bezin was guys at tainus means that it was really a sakana. So halal b'shas ha-nes, halal b'shas ha-yeshua, then you should make the first they should eat, and then they'll be able to sing halal better, al karis maleim and efesh seveh. So Pesach night we say, b'chol dovedar chayvonim liris esatz mekilu hu yotzem in Mitzrayim. You have to have the attitude as if he just left Mitzrayim now, achshav. So that's considered the fichach anachna chayavim lahalo. That's how we say in the Haggadah. So since it's a halal b'shas ha-yeshua, so that's why the halal should really be at the end of the meal. We say one or two chapters before b'sham and b'sil ha-machlekes. How many paragraphs do you say before the meal just to be kaveh the meal as a surah soidoya? But the ikar halal is really the halal after the meal. So that's what the Baal HaMoor said. Ikar halal is after the meal. So the Baal HaMoor interprets that that's the reason why they instituted b'zman habayis. That the first shift and the second shift, all the early shifts, the Gemara says they would eat kazeisa pischa, they would eat a kazeisa, the Korban Pesach. They had a lot of shutfim. The Korban Pesach has to be bashnasa. If it's already more than 1 year old, then it's possible to use it for Korban Pesach. And the animals are born, human beings are born every day in the year, people are born. There's no difference one season or the other. But by behemoths, the season when the behemoths are born is usually around Pesach time, around the Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the animals are not going to be so big. So the Gemara says, on every Korban Pesach, they had at least 10 shutfim, 10, 20 shutfim, not too many more. So each person would eat a kazaisa, the Korban Pesach, on the ground level. Then they would bench. Then the second shift and the third shift would kick them out. They'd go somewhere, go to a rooftop, go somewhere else to say. You don't have to be on the ground level to say the halal afterwards. From Kiddush till benching, you have to have Kiddush Makom Sudi. You have no choice. So the Gemara says, Kazaisa Pischa, they used to eat a kazaisa of the Korban Pesach, but halela poka igra. They'll be jumping and dancing on top of the rooftops. You would feel as if the roof is going to cave in. Like a lot of times you go to a wedding and the boys are dancing so much that you feel as if the floor is going to cave in because there's so much jumping. So the Gemara says, when they ate Korban Pesach and Yerushalayim, so they would, the earlier shifts would say the halal on the rooftops. You would feel as if the roofs are going to cave in. So the Baal HaMoor says he thinks that that's why they made a takana bizman habayis im aftir nachat pesach afikoymen. You're not allowed to eat. After you eat the afikoymen, you're not supposed to eat. If they finish eating the meal on your bench, you're not allowed to eat anything, because if you'll allow people to eat, they'll forget about saying the halal after the meal. Because they had to go to a different place. They couldn't say halal in the same location. So they're going to search for a rooftop where they're going to come to one building that's taken, another building taken. So they'll go to sleep. So we don't allow them to eat any food afterwards because we're afraid that they'll forget. But according to the Baal HaMoor, after you already finished the whole Haggadah, you can eat all you want. The whole din of Aftir Nacha Pesach Hafikayman only applies in between the third kais, in between the benching and the end of the halal. Once you finish all the halal, so there's nothing wrong. We don't follow that Baal HaMoor. Our practice is Kadeshihetam Pesach Befiv, Kadeshihet Hamatzah Befiv, and so on. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten on the ground level. When you read the Psukim in Chumash, you get the impression that it's the same city, Yerushalayim, where you eat Korban Pesach and you eat Kochim Kalim. Kochim Kochim have to have a more restricted zman to eat it, and the more mekudosh something is, so the more sensitive it is. So it becomes ifso belino yom alayla ad chatzos, Kochim Kochim, and it can only be eaten in the Azara. Only Zichri Kuna can eat Kochim Kochim in the Azara. But Kochim Kalim can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Pashtus is that it's the same location where you eat Korban Pesach and you eat Kochim Kalim and you eat Truma. The Pashtus is that it's all the same thing. It's all the same Yerushalayim. So Tosfos in Makkos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, there's only one Tosfos there. So you don't have to know the Dibur HaMashchil. There's only one little Tosfos there. So the Gemara says there, what's the din if you have Yerushalayim has a wall surrounding it? What if you have a tree just where the wall is? And there are branches of the tree. Some of the branches are inside Lifnim in Achayim, some of the branches are Michutz Lachayim. If someone, a character, is sitting on a branch on the tree, is he permitted to eat my Sushani? So the Gemara says it depends. If the branch is leaning inside Lifnim in Achayim, he's permitted to eat my Sushani. If the branch is leaning outside Chutz Lachayim, then he's not permitted to eat my Sushani. Just because the whole tree is located inside doesn't accomplish that you can even eat on the branch outside. If you're on a branch that's in Lefim and Achayim, you're permitted to eat Ma'aseh Sheni. If it's the branch that's Chutz Lachayim, you're not allowed to eat. So Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. He's sitting on a branch in the tree. But the Gemara said, Himsoch and Gagam Aliyah's Lenin's Katshu. You can't eat the Korban Pesach on the rooftop. You can't eat it on the second floor in the building, only on the ground level. So how can you eat Ma'aseh Sheni if you're not sitting on the ground level? This is Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos gives two answers. So Tosfos gives one answer. Avir Yerushalayim Zoyla Adler Akiya. So if you're let's say on a balloon, let's say you happen to have a balloon and you're hanging in the midair above Yerushalayim, Avir Yerushalayim Zoyla Adler Akiya goes up. You can eat there. It's not locha that you have to be sitting on the ground level. If you're sitting on the branch that has Dalar Adalat Tvachim, Dalar Adalat Tvachim is a Shia Makam. So then it's a new ground level. So you're not on the ground level of Yerushalayim has Kedusha. Avir Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim up until you reach a new ground level. But if there's a branch on the tree that's Dalad Adalad, or when they do construction on buildings, so they have scaffolding. So the scaffolding has dalet al dalet. See, if they would have scaffolding in Yerushalayim, you can't eat the ma'aser sheni on top of the scaffolding, because Gagam Aliyah's land is country. But if you're sitting on a branch, that's it's not dalet al dalet. It's very long. It's a few amas long, but it's not dalet tvachim wide. It has 16 square tvachim in it, but it doesn't have dalet al dalet. So that's not considered a new ground level. So therefore, you're permitted to eat ma'aser sheni, kachim kalin, karpim pesach. That's not a problem. You can't eat korban pesach it's yontav. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. You're not allowed to sit on a tree. But theoretically, if not for that din, that the emish tamshim et mechuber, you'd be able to eat the korban pesach also over there. So that's one answer. The Tosfos assumes, and the Kasha and all the terutzim, they seem to be assuming that the mokum for achilas. They assume that the mokum for achilas ma'asushen is the same mokum for achilas kochim kal. Then Tosfos gives another answer. No, maybe it's not the same. And they don't explain it. What I mean is, that maybe the din is not the same. So the Menachem Zembe, in that essay that he sent to his good friend Yoskevich, who was putting out the Sifrei Zuta, so he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. I was not familiar with it. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. He says, Simon Lamedalan, I think, and the Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba says that the din in the Gemara Psochem Daf Pehe Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kachin has only been again to Korban Pesach. You can even eat Kochim Kalim on the Gagam Aliyas. Only a din in Korban Pesach. Do you have any other place in the Gemara? Do you have any other din in that the Mokam Achilas Korban Pesach is different from the Mokam Achilas Maiso Sheni? So there is a little bit. The Gemara has a din that. Based on the Pasuk in Chumash, once you start to eat the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to take it out, Michutz Labayis. There is no such thing by Kochim Kalim. So you see that there are separate dinim as far as Mokam Achilas Korban Pesach. You have to eat Ein Ha'echel Oichel B'Shnei Mekaymas. A Pesach is Nechel B'Shnei Mekaymas. It's a Machlokes HaTanayim. So we Paskin. Let's say a group of 10, 15 people join together. They're all mamuna on one Korban Pesach. So half of them, 7, 8, want to eat in one house, and 7, 8 want to eat in a different house. So that we pass, and that's permissible. But once a person started eating in this makom, he can't continue to eat in a different makom. Ein ha'echel echel b'shnei b'kaimus. One person is not allowed to continue eating Korban Pesach in a different place. So you see that there are slight differences. There are major differences, okay. There are special dinim about the makom achilas korban pesach that don't carry over to achilas kochim kalim. So that's what the Rashba claims. That this din in the Gemara, gagam aliyas leinis kachri, you can't eat the korban pesach, has to be eaten on the ground level, only applies to the korban pesach, doesn't even apply to kochim kalim, so certainly doesn't apply to ma'aser sheni. The Ritva, on that Tosfos kasha in Makkos, gives a different answer. He says, Kochim Kalim is the same as Korban Pesach. Just like you can't eat Korban Pesach on Gagam Aliyas in Yerushalayim, so too you can't eat any Kochim Kalim. It's the same din, Mokam Achila. But to eat Ma'aser Sheni is not Kochi HaMikdash, it's not the same. Ma'aser Sheni, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to have the high standard, the high level of Yerushalayim, the same level for Kochim Kalim. A lower level is also acceptable. There is an interesting, so Rabbi Menachem Zembe quotes, there is an interesting Tosefta that's quoted in the Gemara and the Bavli in Shavuos Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says there were Shnei Bitzoim, there were two locations on, I think the Gemara says on Har HaZeisim. There was a lower level and a higher level. So the one of them was in Skadesh. There's a din in Mishnayis and Shavuos. When the Bezdin wants to add on to extend the borders of Yerushalayim, so they added on. The government added on. Maybe everything has a din of the capital of Eretz Yisrael. When you're Moisif Aluir, but how do you add on to the city of Yerushalayim that should have Kedushas Yerushalayim, that you should be allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni there? So the Mishnah tells you a whole procedure, what you have to do. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tezayin Amanal quotes a Tosefta that there were two locations on Har HaMishcha. The lower location was Niskadesh, Bigdushas Har HaBayis, and B'kedushas Yerushalayim, has Kedushas Yerushalayim, and therefore the Talmid HaChamim who knew the din would eat both Maaseh Sheni and Kochim Kalim there. And the higher location was further away, so that it was never in Scottish properly. So it had the din, it was part of Yerushalayim for the post office and for taxation, but not for the purpose of eating, not for Maaseh Sheni and not for Kochim Kalim. So that's what the Brisa says. Then it says the Ami HaAretz didn't listen to the HaChamim, so they would only eat Kochim Kalim. They didn't distinguish between the two locations, the higher, the one that was further away from Yerushalayim, the one that was closer. They didn't distinguish. They held the both the same, and they only felt that you're permitted to eat Kochim Kalim. You're not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. You're permitted to eat Kochim Kalim. You're not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. How can there be such a thing? So the Ami HaAretz thought that in order to eat Maaseh Sheni, you need a higher level of Kedushas Yerushalayim. If anything, we would have naturally said the opposite, like the Ridva, that the Gemara, that Ridva and Makkah is answering Taisa Kasha. For the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni, you don't have to eat the Maaseh Sheni. It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, you can't eat Maaseh Sheni b'zman hazeh Yerushalayim. There are three different reasons why. First of all, we are all Tomei. You can't get rid of the Tumas Meis. You have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi for Poraduma water. And then after you do Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then you have to be Tevel in a Mikveh. But we don't have any Poraduma water. You have to have a person who's Tohar. He's a Hatohar Al Tomei. So all of us are Tomei. Almost everybody's Tomei. So you can't eat Maaseh Sheni. Number two, the Maaseh Sheni is usually Tomei. If it was rinsed off and the Adam Tomei touched it, so the Maaseh Sheni is Tomei. So it says, when you recite the Vidui Meiser on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, so there's a din you recite Vidui Meiser. So the Vidui Meiser, the Pasuk has the text, so you say, I did not eat the Maaseh Sheni in a state of Tumah, whether I was Tomei or the Maaseh Sheni is Tomei. So by us, most people, almost everybody's Tomei, and the Maaseh Sheni often will be Tomei, unless it wasn't washed off yet. So the Kolzman is not washed off, it's not Mekabel Tumah. You have to have Hechsher Mashkim. And then the third reason why you can't eat Maaseh Sheni Bizman is that, because you have to have a Mizbech Bonu. If there's no Mizbech Bonu, you can't eat Maaseh Sheni. So those are the three reasons why you can't eat Maaseh Sheni Bizman is that. But if anything, we would assume, like the Ritva, that the Mokam that's needed for Achilas Kochim Kalim should be more Mekudish than the Mokam that's needed for Achilas Maaseh Sheni. So the Ami HaAretz held not so. Ami HaAretz held these both locations. One was higher than the other, further away from Yerushalayim. One was closer to Yerushalayim. So they felt they're both equal. They didn't listen to the Rabbah, both equal. And they felt you're permitted to eat Kochim Kalim there, but you're not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. Why you need more of a higher degree of Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni? So, yeah, Tosfos and Tainus quotes a Sifrei, that when you eat the Maaseh Sheni, Leman Tilma Liras Hashem Alekecha, the Pasuk says, how will you learn, how will you gain in Yerushalayim if you eat Maaseh Sheni? Because you see the Kohanim and the Levim running around. It's right near the Beis HaMikdash, so this will enhance the Yerushalayim. So it could well be that the idea of the isn't the Amhoritz are just totally wrong, in Gansan wrong, and maybe there is something to it. So that's where Menachem Zemer points out, there is room to say that the Ami HaAretz were correct in principle. There is such an idea. In fact, they were wrong, because the Chachamim won the Kaddish, the one location and not the other. So one of them had the full din of Yerushalayim, both for Kochim Kalim and for Maaseh Sheni. The other one had no din of Yerushalayim. Then we never Mekaddish it. But the idea that the Ami HaAretz said, there is room to say like that. He could. Rabbi Menachem Zemer quotes the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of Yosef Karo in Tzfat in the 1500s, and they were together in the Bezin. I imagine that probably 98% of the time they agreed. Otherwise, how can you have the Bezin if they're always disagreeing? And there was probably 2% or 5% of things where they disagreed. Historically, they're famous for the things they disagreed on. They disagreed on major issues. Shemitah, they disagreed whether if peres grow in a farm that's owned by a non-Jew, whether it has Kedushas Peres Shviyis or not. That's a major machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mabit. And they had a few issues where they had a machlokes. So the Mabit, Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Kesem Mishnah commentary on the Rambam. He gives you all the Marmakoimus, what the Rambam is based on. A Mishnah, a Tosefta, a Yerushalmi. Sometimes they tell you the Ramban disagrees, the Rashbod disagrees. Sometimes they do agree, they don't agree. And the Mabit also wrote a Sefer on the Rambam, which was not so accepted, the Kiryas Sefer. He doesn't go in every halacha. He doesn't give you all the marmakimus. He gives you an overview of every chapter in the Rambam. A lot of times, if boys in the kol have to say a chabura. So if you look in the Mabit, there's always something problematic. That is what to say a chabura. Where in the world did he come up with this idea? Always something new, something new. The Mabit, in recent years, they keep on reprinting the Mabit, so people look at it. But the Kesef Mishneh 1, Kesef Mishneh is printed on the side of the page with the Rambam. The Mabit is a separate sefer. Now they print it in the back of the Rambam. So the Mabit writes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira that all Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim Moshe Shul Benun, strictly speaking, they have the exact same level of Kedusha as Yerushalayim. And you theoretically should be able to eat Koch Mekalim and all Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim. The only problem is that when you shecht Karbonis, you have to shecht it in the Azara. So once you shecht the Koch Mekalim in the Azara, there is no Ir HaMakafis Chaim that's contiguous to Yerushalayim. So you're going to take it out of Yerushalayim and take it into the Ir HaMakafis Chaim, so it'll be Nifsal B'yotzei. Once you take it Mechutz L'chomis Yerushalayim, it becomes Pasul. When you bring it back to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. So even if you bring it to one of the Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim, you can't eat it either. So he said, that's the reason why you can't eat Kach Mekalim and Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim, because the Shechita has to be in the Azar. So Rabbi Menachem Zembe has tainus against that. He has Raya's in the Gemara. It's not correct, but that's what the Mabit thinks. Then the Mabit raises a question. But there is no din of psul yotzei by Maaseh Sheni. Let's say you took Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, then you took it out, then you bring it back into Yerushalayim, and you can't eat it. So if you can eat Koch Mekalim and all Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim, so you should be able theoretically to eat Maaseh Sheni also. And there's no psul of yotzei. So we never heard that. Never heard of such a thing. You can't eat. You can't eat Maaseh Sheni, Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim. There is no such din. So according to the Mabit, it has Kedusha's same level of Kedusha's Machne Yisrael. Same level as Kedusha Yerushalayim. So why shouldn't you be permitted? Why shouldn't one be permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim? So the Mabit quotes that Taisus and Tainus, where they quote that Sifrei, that the pasuk says you should eat. V'chata Hashem lefnei Hashem lekecha Maaseh Dganecha v'sereshel v'yitzarecha l'man tilma l'yiras Hashem lekecha kol hayomim. You should eat the Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim. You should be influenced to grow in Yiras Hashemayim house. So you're going to see Kohanim and Levim. You're going to be close to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Mabit says, the Amoharites really were right, in effect. Said the Amoharites were right, that it's not the same din. Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni, Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating Koch Mekalim is not the same. For the purpose of eating Koch Mekalim, Ayaris HaMakafis Chaim is also good. But for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni, it has to be closer to the Beis HaMikdash. L'matim l'yiras Hashem Elokech. So you have these different opinions, very different opinions. The Pashtus is like the first opinion in Tosfos that Gagam Alias Lainis Kachu is both with respect to eating Koch Mekalim and with respect to eating Maaseh Sheni. And how can you eat the Maaseh Sheni on the branches on the tree? It doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So it's not called a new ground level. It's only called a new ground level if you have like scaffolding and you have a floor. So the Kedusha, the Abba Yerushalayim has Kedusha Yerushalayim, but it doesn't go. And there's a new ground level, so you can't eat Koch Mekalim and Maaseh Sheni over there. Because the branch doesn't have Dalal Dalet, said Abi Yerushalayim has Kedusha like Yerushalayim. The opposite, the extreme opposite is the Rashba and the Tshuva, where the Rashba says that it's only been a get to Korban Pesach, Gagam Aliyas Lainis Kachu. All other Koch Mekalim you can eat, and Gagam Aliyas. Only a special din in Korban Pesach. And then in between, you have the different opinions. So Tosfos equates, Tosfos holds that everything is the same. Korban Pesach, Koch Mekalim, and Maaseh Sheni is all the same. And then you have the two opposite opinions. The Ritva says, Gagam Aliyas Lainis Kachu has only been a ger to Koch Mekalim. It's not been a ger to Maaseh Sheni. To eat Maaseh Sheni, you don't need such a high level of Yerushalayim. And Mabit holds like the Amei Haaretz, just the opposite. That in order to eat Maaseh Sheni, you need a higher level of Kedusha. It has to be closer to the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not close enough to the Beis HaMikdash, then you can eat Koch Mekalim, and you can't eat Maaseh Sheni. Different opinions. No, we should all be zecher to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and we'll pilpul then what the din will be. Thank you very much.